Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos, parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So today, this is the first Mishnah that's actually going to talk about the Ksuba, and the Chiv Ksuba, what the amount of the Chiv Ksuba is. So, Besula Ksubas of Masayim. A Besula's Ksuba is for 200 Zuz, Valmanamana, and an Almana's Ksuba is for 100 Zuz. That's generally understood to be half of what a Besula's Ksuba is for. However, some of the Rishonim understand that it's in different currencies, that a Besula's Ksuba is with Kesef Tzuri and an Almana's Ksuba is with Kesef Medina, and the actual currency is only worth 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri. So it would actually be not 1/2, but 1/16 of a Besula's Ksuba. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But we'll just assume, going through these Mishnayos, that the Ksuba of a Besula is 200, the Ksuba of an Almana is 100, so Besula gets twice as much as an Almana. So who is considered to be a Besula? So Besula, Almana Grusha V'chalutza Meneiris, and Ksuba Samasayim. If someone marries a woman who is a Besula, Besula means a woman who never had Tashmish Hamita before, but she had become an Almana, or she, meaning her husband had died, she had been previously married, but the husband died. She had been previously married, but they got divorced. Or she had a Chalitza, but all of that was during Erisin, so she never had Nisuin, and therefore we assume that she is still a Besula, because you don't consummate the marriage until the Nisuin, V'yesh Lentainis Besulim. And therefore, if she turns out not to be a Besula, the husband has every right to come to court and make a claim against her that she was supposed to be a Besula, and she had presented herself as a Besula, and she turned out not to be. Hagioris v'shvuya v'shivcha, if a woman converted or was held in captivity or was a shivcha kenanis, sheniftu v'sheniskaru v'shenishtachru p'chusos minoshal shon v'yomechad, and she either was redeemed from captivity, or the Gioris converted to Judaism, or she was freed from being a Shivcha Kananis before the age of 3, Ksubas and Masayim. So she's assumed to be a Besula, because anything that happens to a girl before the age of 3 will not affect her Besula status. The assumption is that if one, Rachman al-Tzlan, has Tashmish Hamita before the age of 3, that the Besulim comes back, and she'll still be a Besula. But after the age of 3, the Besulim will not come back. So since all of these people were in a miscarriage, they were in some sort of situation of hefkerus before the age of 3, they're still presumed to be besulos, and therefore they get a ksuba worth 200 when they get married, and v'yeshlan tainas besulim. And if they turn out not to be besula, the husband has a proper tainas besulim that he had a reasonable expectation that she would be a besula. Mishnah Gimel gives us other cases. Hagadol shabal akatana, if a gadol, meaning an adult male, had a bia with a kitana, with a girl under the age of 12, but over here it means not under the age of 12. Over here it means under the age of 3. The katan shaba ala gadola, or a young boy, under the age of 9 had bia with a woman who is a gadola, umukas eitz, or a woman who doesn't have her hymen is not intact, but it was a result of an accident, not a result of an act of tashmish. Ksubasa masayim. All of these women are still considered to be a besula, and therefore they get a 200 zuz ksuba divra meir. That's our meir shita. The chum say no, mukas eitz, since she physically doesn't have besulim, her ksuba is only worth $100. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that the very basic rule is that a besula gets a 200 zuz ksuba, an almana gets a 100 zuz ksuba, and we defined what counts as a besula. So anyone who had previously been married, but only to the point of erisin, and then the marriage ended, in her next marriage, she still gets 200 zuz, and she's still presumed to be a besula. Similarly, anyone who was redeemed from captivity, or turned into, was megayer, or was freed from being a shivcha kenanis before the age of 3, so she's presumed to be a besula, because anything that happens before the age of 3, we assume will not affect her besulim. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a man is boel a girl under the age of 3, 3, or if a young boy under the age of 9 is boel a woman, or a woman is a mukas 8, then she's, in all those cases, she's still presumed to be a besula. In the case of mukas 8, it's not physically a besula, but halachically a besula, and therefore she's still entitled to the 200 zuz of a ksuba. However, Rabbi Meir, the Chacham disagree, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chacham disagree, and they hold that a mukas 8 only gets a ksuba of 100, not a ksuba of 200.